Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84. Cheney's family says he died of complications from pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease on Monday. He leaves behind a life as a hard-charging conservative who became one of the most powerful and polarizing vice presidents in American history. Joining us now is Matt McCorkle from the Duke University Sanford School of Public Policy. Mac, how are you?
Good, Jeff.
Good to talk to you. Well, I guess when you look back at Dick Cheney's life, he first prominently became known to people during the height of the Persian Gulf War at the beginning of 1991. And, of course, the hostilities would continue in Iraq when the United States wound up invading that country in 2003, just after 9/11. It's a broad question to ask what his legacy will be, but he was a very motivated person and someone who was certainly involved in the White House during the George W. Bush administration more than previous vice presidents were.
Yes, I mean, he may be the most powerful vice president in modern times. His main legacy probably will be the very mixed or negative one about the second Iraq war that led to young President Bush's unpopularity and to the Obama victory in 2008. But what's just so amazing is that he left office really as the epitome of the kind of, he drew the line, represented the profile of the most hardline conservative. And he, by the end of his life, he was voting for Kamala Harris for president in 2024. So it just reflects the sea change that happened since he was in, and to a certain extent, whether you like him or not, his legacy has kind of gone out to sea as well, because the face of the Republican Party has changed so much, and American politics has changed so much. It's hard to say that he had a consequential effect on American politics, because his style of politics really ended with Bush II.
It is remarkable how he found himself almost politically without a home, as you mentioned, in the last years of his life, because there he was just 2 years ago making ads that denounced Donald Trump as someone who would not be accepted in the Republican Party during his time or during a time of Ronald Reagan. And I guess he would go down as among the last Reaganite conservatives.
Right. But I mean, he even goes before that. He was the youngest, one of the youngest, if not the youngest, chiefs of staff for President Ford when Ford beat Reagan in 76. So he was around for a lot of Republican politics, in many cases, kind of represented the Republican politics, because he was a leader in the House. He was in both Bush administrations. So the idea that we'd be talking about him without a party is really hard. The other thing is that I think that even if you have problems with his viewpoints, you look at his life and you realize what a completely committed and dedicated public servant he was. You know, he started in the Ford administration, went all the way to the vice presidency with Bush. So whatever his legacy will be, the fact is he was a very committed public servant, regardless of whether you like his views or not. I think that has to be emphasized.
And one thing that he would be remembered favorably for came right about the time of 2003, when he and the Bush administration were involved in the capture and the killing of Saddam Hussein. I think on that day in 2003, that might have been the time where he won the election regardless. I don't think John Kerry was not nominated yet for the Democratic nominee, but for president. But I think on that day, George W. Bush earned a second term in office.
Yeah, and you know, the ironic thing is that Bush won when the father, Bush, drove Saddam Hussein back off of Kuwait and back into Iran, and they made the decision not to go into Tehran. Cheney was supportive of that. So by Bush II, he was saying, let's go. And they got Saddam Hussein, which was a high point, but they floundered in terms of after that, especially. about what the mission was, the nation building, and that's where Bush II hit such bad public approval numbers and somewhat distanced himself from Cheney in the second term, not the first term, but the second Bush II.
And that's what led to, as you mentioned, the midterms in 2006, which led to ultimately Barack Obama's victory, which happened actually on this day 17 years ago, too. I don't know if I've seen someone who has leaves behind such a complicated life. And it's another thing, as we alluded to just a moment ago, that Donald Trump has just changed the volume on and has led to the reset of prioritization. He's also impacted Dick Cheney's legacy.
Absolutely. Maybe has wiped it out. There's always, since we're talking about Dick Cheney without a party, which if you had asked me 20 years ago, I would have laughed at that, at that notion. Maybe Liz Cheney leads a non-Trumpist Republican party. Maybe the parties break up and she leads a different kind of new party. Maybe that brings the Cheney legacy back a little bit. But the real story about Dick Cheney, and he wouldn't like this at all, is Donald Trump and the change that he has brought to the Republican Party that forced the Cheneys out of the party.
It certainly impacted her and her loss in the congressional seat out west. And now she is someone who Democrats have welcomed, although some have reluctantly done that. But Dick Cheney certainly was a dedicated public servant, passing away Monday at the age of 84. Matt McCorkle from the Duke University Sanford School of Public Policy. Mac, it's always great talking to you here on the
Thank
program.
You, Jeff.
Take care of yourself. We'll talk again soon.
All right.